It's Edward Golden with Artalk on KCRW. With Thanksgiving just around the corner, it's hard not to think about the amazing exhibition of German Renaissance art that just opened at LACMA as anything less than a delicious visual treat for the holiday. Thanks to our German friends from three major museums in Dresden, Berlin, and Munich, LACMA is hosting the exhibition coinciding with the 500th anniversary of Protestant Reformation, a period characterized by major changes in thought, philosophy, science, and religion, spearheaded by Martin Luther's writings. With more than 100 major paintings, sculptures, drawings, and various decorative objects, this exhibition gives Angelenos the rare chance to see and study many masterpieces by such luminaries as Albrecht Dürer, Lukas Cranach, Hans Holbein, and Matthias Grünwald, just to name a few. I've seen this exhibition only once so far, and I know that it will take me at least two more visits to take in and digest all the treasures that are on display. We are honored to have this unique exhibition here in LA. It's not traveling anywhere else, and at the end of March, all of the artworks will return to their respective museums in Germany. Now let's jump 500 years from the German Reformation to our own equally dramatic time. Here is an exhibition of color photographs by Chris Edgman at Luis de Jesus Gallery that initially will fool you the way they fooled me. At first glance, you get the impression that you are looking at architectural images of low-key interior settings, cleverly superimposed with beautiful romantic landscapes. But come closer and spend a little bit more time staring at the Grand Canyon-like setting, and all of a sudden you see, in the middle of the cliff, a small square window. And looking even closer, more architectural details reveal themselves: the floor, the wood panels of the ceiling, the fluorescent light fixtures. All that and more is part of the modest studio space where Chris Edgman works. In one of his photos, he reveals his studio as a simple working space, but then carefully covers all nooks and crannies with numerous photographic images that together create an effect of a singular ocean view. Unless you see it up close, you might not fully grasp what I'm trying to describe. Although Chris Edgman's photographs are the result of labor-intensive process, the final images come across as effortless. Just think about the famous saying, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me." Even after uncovering the magic tricks behind the creative process, you continue to be fooled by his photographs. Yes, fooled to the utmost delight, again and again and again. Let's finish today with a few words about the solo exhibition of the self-taught Kenyan painter Joseph Bartiers at Ernie Wolf Gallery. His multi-figured colorful paintings on wood show crowds of European and American politicians, Prince Charles and Her Majesty Elizabeth, Hillary, Donald, Bernie, Newt, Melania, all dancing, screaming, fighting in a hilarious and tiresome spectacle that recently became much too familiar to all of us. It's been Edward Goldman with Artalk on KCRW.